Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Wayne Cruz is our guest. Wayne, happy anniversary, baby. 12 years. Thank you.
Happy anniversary, baby. It's Little River Band.
Who says we don't?
Years. You're getting old, Jim. You're
I know.
Older,
who says
Jim?
We don't have production value around here? Thank you. thank you for being here for 12 years.
Oh, it's a delight.
We've enjoyed having you, and you've been a great resource for us. My website is Small Business.
I was just going to say, I think we've probably covered every issue under the sun.
Just about everyone.
Trust, banking.
Tell us about CEI, Wayne.
CEI is 26 years old now, founded by Fred Smith, economic policy and advocacy group, nonpartisan and libertarian in orientation. So we do a lot of analytical work on economic issues, but we also take that work and try to turn it into something that we can market and get some traction with. So we testify on the Hill, we do lots of TV and radio, we do loads of press releases and public appearances.
Now, Wayne, you guys work really hard against regulations. You work hard against regulations, especially. Mm-hmm. But since you and I've known each other, regulations have increased. Now, I have one or two ways of looking at that. Either what have you guys been doing, or my God, if we didn't have you, how bad would it have been? So tell me which way
latter.
I should look at this.
I hope it's the latter, and I make the same joke, because I was saying to somebody the other day, we've got a $4 trillion federal budget now that business and consumers and taxpayers all have to ultimately deal with. I said, but it wasn't until George W. Bush, that we had a $3 trillion budget. But it also wasn't until George W. Bush that we had a $2 trillion budget. And it was back under Reagan that the budget first hit a trillion. So we went from the founding era to Reagan
under one trillion.
That's right. And it's almost quadrupled in that time. And I was joking with our friends at the Heritage Foundation. I said, we could put like a chart up showing the growth of government since 1970 and the founding of the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly.
The Heritage Foundation has created the growth. But we face the same kind of thing. I'd like to think that we stop what we can. But remember, there is a trend toward in a democracy, and when it's possible for the government to transfer wealth, as it does, and when that becomes a major function of government, everybody starts to play that game, and taxpayers are too dispersed often to do a lot about it. So every little program gets funded, every big program ends up getting funded, and once it does,
once it gets funded,
even the party that's supposed to be of economic liberty will not criticize.
Once a program is funded, Wayne, it has a life forever. And I want to move over just a little bit, Wayne, and talk about something that you reported on recently, which is some workplace regulation. I want to get into some specific ones. You have a great little program here, little outline here, where you identify the overlaying of regulations depending on how many employees you have. So as you grow your business, you increase in responsibility to comply with regulations. And for example, under one employee, you have about 8 or 10 here that you have to keep up with. When you have 4 employees, then you have all those plus another. When you have 15 employees, you have all those plus 2. 20 employees, all those plus 3 more. And so by the time you have 20 to 50 employees, you've got a whole sack full of things you got to comply with.
That's right. You've got a whole lot of them, and that's non-union. That's not dealing with a specific kind of small business, for example, where other kinds of regulations might apply. For example, God forbid if this endangerment ruling from EPA actually comes through, and the new compliances that would take place for small business, or the rulings that are going to come out of Obamacare that would be added to that. Yeah, I had compiled that little sheet because it interested me, because different ones of us, including you and me, had talked about this, about how, there's almost seems like there's an impulse to keep your business at 49 people if it means, you know, if you add that 50th, it's going to kick a lot of new regulations in place. And so I put that list up on a website called biggovernment.com, which gets a whole lot of traffic.
Right.
And I've got to go back and check because I put that query there, and I said, you know, what am I missing? I'm sure I'm missing rules, too. And I was going to check with some friends of ours at NFIB and some other groups, policy and business groups, and see if they could add to the list.
But what is...
And I thought one thing to do might be to look at different economic sectors in small business and add on additional rules to the list so that people can...
How can folks find this list? Go to biggovernment.com and look for your and ask for your name and search
exactly.
for your name.
If you go to biggovernment.com, it's going to be on under my name because I'm one of the contributors there.
Right.
But also it'll be on CEI.org
right.
too.
So check it out.
Basically, it's how regulations stack up as a small.
How are we going to fight these back, Wayne? We got to figure out how to get this stuff off of small business. Is there ever any?
I think there are a couple of ways, and I mentioned this yesterday when I was responding to the, responding to the pledge, and then the week before last responding to the Small Business Jobs and Credit Act.
Right.
One is you've got to do at this point, even if you don't want to do it, you've got to do a regulatory reduction commission, kind of like military base closure.
Yeah.
I mean,
but who do we vote for to make that happen?
Well, I hope that some of the folks that are working now on the pledge are going to.
But Wayne, I'll be honest with you.
I just don't know.
I'll be honest with you, Wayne. The people that gave us all these regulations are currently in on both sides of the aisle. Now, it's the political class. It's not just the Republican or the Democrat folks, and that's where I've got my problems. Tintil, right back with Wayne Cruz after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.